There are three high schools that are down there. We've been told that the students are still inside and they are safe. Of the three high schools, we're trying to get the names of those high schools for you in that lower Manhattan area. But we're
listening to live coverage from New York City. Again, what's just happened is that one of the twin towers of the World Trade Center, folks, this is quite an amazing development. One of the towers has fallen. It has collapsed. That's why we just heard Marcia Kramer of WCBS-TV speculate, but very informed speculation, that some explosion must have occurred close to the base of that building of the World Trade Center. Back at 8:45 a.m. Eastern, the other building was hit by an airplane. Then this second building was hit by an airplane at 9:03, just over an hour ago. And now, just a few minutes after 10 a.m., there's only one building of the Twin Towers standing. The other one has fallen. More coverage now from WCBS-TV New York.
And it looked like it was maybe a 757, a 767, one of the mid-range commuter planes.
Mm-hmm.
And it came in low. It was just over the river, just over the tops of the buildings. And then it made a deliberate turn right into the World Trade Center.
Mm.
And now we were just looking at my neighbors downstairs that we saw this huge amount of smoke when the building collapsed.
Sure, that's what we're seeing now.
And it's been over, I'm in the Carroll Gardens section of Brooklyn, and it's been like snow over here. There's just been pieces of charred paper, whole pieces of paper, shattered pieces of paper. But I did see the second plane. It came in very, very fast from the harbor, and it was going along the East River, and I thought, my God, it's going to brush the Brooklyn Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got just at the World Trade Center and turned, just the wing just bent, dipped.
Dipped, yeah.
And just dipped and went right into the building.
Mm-hmm.
But it was united, definitely, because it was the two shades of gray with a red stripe along the middle.
Okay, so you're saying United Airlines.
Kyle, yeah. we appreciate your insight, though. We should reiterate to folks, we do not have confirmation on that second plane. We do know that the first one was a 757.
You got to take in this picture, though, Michael, as you look live from Chopper 2. All of Lower Manhattan billowing in smoke, mm-hmm. in white and gray and black smoke. The entire Lower Manhattan covered in what is a catastrophe of enormous magnitude, something that you and I never would imagine we would see in our lifetime.
Just moments ago, one of the towers collapsing on top of itself. Marcia Kramer with more now from the newsroom. Marcia?
Well, we now have a report that when that tower collapsed, it may have collapsed on another building, and that building is now...
Harold, exactly where are you in filing this report?
Dan, I'm at a subway station. I just ran down the stairs. I didn't even look at it. It's right around the corner from the World Trade Center, and I'm kind of waiting for that smoke and debris to blow away to go back upstairs. But it's just an unbelievable situation here.
Well, Harold, if I may, take a deep breath, take a series of deep breaths, and then let me ask you, have you seen any indication that would tend to confirm these reports, which have been growing in intensity, that a section of the World Trade Center has collapsed onto the street below? Do you see any confirmation of that in
that
any direction?
That is true, Dan. That's what we were all running from. We heard the building coming down, and that's what we were running from. Literally, people ran out of their shoes trying to get out of the way of this thing.
Well, one can certainly understand that. So Harold Dow, our man on the scene, reports that he can confirm that a section, we do not know how large a section of one of the World Trade Center towers has collapsed into the street below. Now, for those of you who are joining us in progress, it's Dan Rather at CBS News World Headquarters in New York with Russ Mitchell at my side here, covering a breaking news situation. Two airplanes, one just before 9 o'clock Eastern Time, the other shortly later, one each crashed into one each of the World Trade Center buildings here in New York.
And from Dan Rather in New York City, live coverage now from WCBS Radio New York. Let's hear.
Allison Keys and Sean Adams checking in from the area inside that smoke, trying to breathe and run at the same time. 50,000 people work at the World Trade Center. Hopefully, many of them got a chance to leave the building safely during the hour or so after the North Tower was first hit by the plane. It was, what would you say, roughly an hour before the building apparently collapsed.
It all started at about 10 minutes of 9, the first tower was hit by a plane. About 18 minutes later, a second tower was hit by a second plane. Of course, we're talking 9 o'clock in the morning. Office staffs are in, are coming in, are on their way in. The building is likely to be humming with activity at that time. We don't really have much word about injuries, except we do know there have been fatalities. People were seen falling from the buildings, from the towers. And now, of course, one of the towers has absolutely collapsed right at the site. Tom Kaminsky is in Chopper 880, keeping an eye on things for us, or at Chopper 880. Are you allowed to fly now?
We are absolutely not allowed to fly at this point. Flying around here that we have seen some emergency aircraft that are making their way in. We are not allowed.
Let's go back now to CBS News correspondent Dan Rather in New York, where two of these explosions
as the collapse happened, I'm sure you're seeing in the video, began to roll our way, and that is when the crowd went wild. People just began to run. Our live trucks shut down. Crews were running. Reporters were running. People were running, and the cops literally were just waving their arms saying, go, go, go. We are inside the school right now, actually inside a small room, trying to stay clear of the crowds that are trying to get out of the way, and also the evacuation of this school. School officials here are trying to get everybody out of the building in an orderly fashion as quickly as possible. But again, there is so much...
All right, that's the latest from New York City, but we've got enough on our hands right here in Washington. An aircraft crashed near the Pentagon, and the Capitol and White House and some other buildings have been evacuated after bomb threats. We heard from some witnesses about the crash at the Pentagon.
It goes behind the Poppin House, we can see. And then right back of the Poppin House up comes this huge ball of flame. And somebody said, my God, the Pentagon's been hit.
I heard a boom. I was working on my computer. Somebody was in my office, looked out the window, and said, my God, look, there's an explosion at the Pentagon. This incredible ball of smoke.
We understand.
And the next thing I knew, it went over the, kind of over the hill there, before you get down to the D.C., the Sun Downtown area. And about 10 seconds later, I heard the explosion and saw smoke coming up.
President Bush has responded to the situation. The president was in Sarasota, Florida this morning, where he was reading to some students at an elementary school when it was whispered into his ear that one plane had struck one of the towers at the World Trade Center. Then he found out about the rest of the damage when a second plane struck the second tower. Now, subsequent to that, we need to tell you one of these World Trade Center towers, 110 stories high in New York, part of it has collapsed as a consequence of this. There appears to have been some other explosion lower in the building that may have caused that to happen. The president has described it as an act of terrorism. He says the United States will respond, but obviously he's been no more specific than that.
What else is happening? WTOP's Amy Morris is down around the White House. Amy?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, I'm talking to my witnesses. Mike and Richard, listen, another explosion has just occurred. We don't know where it happened or exactly what it is, but it sounded like a cannon going off, and now we're seeing big billows of black smoke in the direction of the Pentagon building. Meanwhile, thousands of people were evacuated from the White House. Now, at first they were evacuated just because of what happened in New York, the World Trade Center incident, but they were sent to the park when that happened. Then you heard the bomb. Some witnesses described it as a cannon going off, some sort of explosion, saying the bomb's a bit premature. Then we saw the smoke. After that, the Secret Service swarmed the police. Park police swarmed the park, got us out of the park. They were not kidding around. They've moved us back a couple of blocks away from the White House. And since I was just on the phone with you, we heard yet another explosion. Again, sounding like a cannon going off and big billows of black smoke, though it's hard to see exactly what was hit.
All right, that's Amy Morris at the White House. Amy, can you describe for us what the scene looks like? Is there chaos out there? Is there any sense of control? We can hear the emergency rescue vehicles in the background while you talk to us.
You know, it's sort of an organized chaos. I mean, they're keeping everybody really calm. A lot of people have had the presence of mind to whip out the old video cameras and start taking pictures of whatever's going on here. The area had been cordoned off for a long time by fire trucks, so they weren't even letting people across the street because the fire trucks were in the way. Construction going on over here at the corner had stopped. They moved all the construction workers over here with us. They're moving us back again.
All right, and it's difficult to hear at this point. The noise behind you, the rescue operation, those people who are trying to gain some control or moving you away, making it difficult for us to hear. We have WTOP's Neil Augenstein who's been telling us about the smoke that is still pouring out of the Pentagon right now. There were reports earlier that a plane crashed near the Pentagon, and we are watching very closely there. We have seen some people in stretchers being removed from the Pentagon area.
We're going to go live again to WTOB's Derek Ward this time, who's outside the Pentagon building downtown. Derek?
Well, no, I'm outside the D.C. field office of the FBI. They're just cordoning off this building. This is part of that whole citywide alert that's going on. And you might say that there's chaos down here. There are actually people running through the street around here. I think a lot of it is the sirens that are frightening people because there's a lot of police activity. I'm just approaching the Capitol building now. And there's a bus of what looks like they're moving prisoners out, perhaps, of one of the courthouses here. So there definitely is a sense of alert in downtown D.C., and you might want to stay away from the federal enclave if at all possible, because it's not easy to move around down here.
All right, Derek Ward, one of just a number of WTOP reporters in the field as all of this is unfolding for us this morning. Tens of thousands of federal workers affected by what is taking place right now. Mike Cossey with federalnewsradio.com, WTOP2, joins us now. What handle do we have? What are federal workers being told at this point?
We've literally just learned, and they have not made the official announcement, but they've told us, and they're going to make it shortly, that all government offices are closed. This is all government offices in the Washington area. And people are advised to go home. There will be an announcement later tonight or early tomorrow as to what the work policy is. It's obviously going to be chaotic because of transportation and buildings and that sort of thing.
To avoid even more chaos, is that going to be done in a staggered fashion or everybody all
Everybody has been told to go home. This is a situation. There's no way to avoid chaos. You know, Metro is not geared up for rush hour, so they're just going to make a home as best you can. I think they obviously want to get people out of the downtown area and away from federal buildings, which, you know, presumably are still targets.
Well, Jim Farley, our program director, described this for us as a Pearl Harbor-like event, what is taking place today. The attacks on the World Trade Center in New York, both of the towers, one of those towers has collapsed at this point. An attack on the Pentagon, Amy Morris is reporting explosions near the White House. Evacuations of these important federal buildings, the federal workers are told to go home. This clearly is unprecedented.
Nothing like it in our lifetime, probably ever. The other thing to mention is that the timing, from a tactical standpoint, was perfect because they hit the trade towers right at what they wanted, maximum exposure, maximum number of people. They got it. There are a large number of federal offices and federal workers in the trade, both those trade tower buildings, and they clearly wanted to make a statement and do what's happening now, which is have it on television smoking.
Now, Mike, recently, what has been the level of security around the federal buildings here in town?
It varies, but I would say generally it's pretty good. Some more than others, and there are some buildings that have malls in them where it's virtually impossible to do a real good policing. But by and large, I think it's pretty good. And there are offices around the Pentagon where when you go in, they will have a sign that says today's alert.
All right, Mike Causey, we have just heard from CNN in a report that they are broadcasting there's been an explosion around the Capitol. The Capitol is one of numerous government buildings that have been emptied out this morning as a consequence of what is happening. We are watching as New York and Washington are literally under siege right now. And for federal workers who are wondering what is going to happen in their lives today, as we heard from Mike Causey with Federal News Radio, they are being told to leave. They're told to leave right now in no staggered fashion, but just to move on. We should tell you, as a matter of transportation, that the Pentagon City Metro is closed. The Pentagon is one of the areas that apparently has been struck by what appears to be a fairly broad package of terrorism against the United States.
All this started about an hour and a half ago, just before 9 o'clock, when an airplane crashed into one of the towers at the World Trade Center in New York, and then about 18 minutes after that, just about 9 o'clock, we had a second airplane crashing into the other Twin Tower, and that sent off fires and explosions, and since then, one of those towers completely caved in and collapsed and fell to the ground about 10 o'clock this morning. That's about the same time we were getting the first reports about things going on here in Washington at the Pentagon and now Capitol Hill.
It seems unimaginable that anything of this magnitude could happen, that it could happen in the United States at that. As we looked at pictures of one of those towers of the World Trade Center collapsing this morning, it was difficult to believe that this was happening in real life and that thousands of people's lives may have just been lost as a result of that. But in fact, though it may have looked like a computer animation or something that Hollywood would script, this is unfolding in reality and is a tragedy of proportion the United States has never seen before.
Now, President Bush was down in Sarasota, Florida, but is going to be making his way back to town as soon as he can. He calls the crashes in New York a terrorist attack and vows to track down whoever is responsible for the crashes. He will be returning to Washington from Florida quite soon. He has not had a statement, I don't believe. I haven't seen anything about the fires and the things going on here in town yet.
No, he's not responded to that. The White House itself is among the buildings that have been evacuated. We heard from Amy Morris a few minutes ago as they continue to move the reporters and those people who work at the White House every day further and further away. And as she was talking with us, she described the sound of explosions in the background, the origin of which she could not be precise. We also understand among the locations that have been evacuated in the area this morning, AOL, the Dulles campus of AOL, we understand, is being evacuated. The OPM has decided in the best interest of safety for the tens of thousands of federal workers here in the Washington area, they can go home. They're being told to leave immediately. There will be no staggered release of these workers. What will happen tomorrow will be determined in the future. You should listen in for more information as to what will happen with the federal schedule of jobs for all the tens of thousands of federal workers here in the D.C. area.
And we've been getting on-the-scene reports from our WTOP reporters, Amy Morris down at the White House, Ivan Scott covering the Pentagon for us, and now Brennan Hazelton, he's down there watching some activity as well, Brennan.
Well, that's right, Richard. I'm right here on Constitution Avenue now looking at the south lawn of the White House. The White House looks completely normal. There's nothing going on at the old executive office building either, except that they're restricting access. You look over past the Washington Monument, and you can see the smoke billowing up from the Pentagon. If you didn't know what was going on, it would look like sort of a hazy, smoggy sort of normal cloud you might see, but certainly that is not the case. One observation I wanted to pass along, and that is that a plane went overhead when I was near the old executive office building, some sort of jet, maybe it was a military plane, but everywhere you look, people were looking up into the sky with concern and fear on their faces that this might be another incoming terrorist attack. Just mind-boggling. You wouldn't think, you don't generally think of danger lurking above and coming down toward you. But when there's a plane going overhead, it gets everybody's attention now.
All right. We understand that the downtown area of D.C. is gridlocked right now, as you might expect. Yes. Thousands of workers being told that they should leave. Obviously frightened by these apparent acts of terrorism at a number of installations across New York and Washington, reports of explosions elsewhere in the Washington area, a plane that may have struck near the Pentagon this morning with a rescue operation underway there. We have the Twin Towers in New York City, those giant 110-story buildings attacked.
Of which only one is left.
It is just hard to believe that that has actually happened. Two planes within 18 minutes strike both buildings. And later in the morning, maybe an hour later, one of those buildings, the South Tower, part of it collapses and falls to the ground.
Brennan, if you're still with us, it would be interesting to get to some of the reactions of people down downtown, exactly how they feel about what's going on here and what they're prepared for.
Well, you can see that people, a lot of people just milling around, some people walking by with maps, tourists. But it's no longer a normal day here. I've seen a number of families putting their strollers back into their cars and leaving. They don't want to be down here at all. But the sound of sirens throughout the city, you mentioned it is gridlocked. It is gridlocked. I've gone about half a block up Constitution Avenue in the past 5 minutes. A lot of activity, and it's hard to determine whether these are tourists or people just going about their regular business, or if they are people from buildings that have been evacuated. I drove by the State Department and people, federal workers in their security badges, standing around on the corners, chatting with each other, wondering what they're going to do next today. I just think the sense of fear and bewilderment, you can feel it in the air down here, and anger too. I think people, if you stop and think about it, they are angry that this has happened today.
Yeah, well put. Perhaps never before has Washington faced such a frightful scene.
Brennan, can you tell us what the police presence is, and do you see any military presence on the streets of the Capitol?
Mike, I've yet to see any military presence, but the police presence is extremely high. I was over in Georgetown trying to get to the Pentagon, went by the Gannett building in Arlington, didn't see any problems with the USA Today building, but you could not get onto 395 from Arlington, so you could not get to the Pentagon from there. Worked my way over toward the Lincoln Memorial. The Memorial Bridge closed toward the cemetery, so you cannot get across the Memorial Bridge to get to the Pentagon. And I was working my way down to try the 11th Street Bridge, but I'm guessing access there may be closed as well, but I don't know that yet. Again, traffic very slow, the sirens which you've heard going off left and right, and people just standing around staring and watching the Secret Service vehicles go by, the police vehicles go by. Unreal.
All right, we have a word of a perhaps second explosion at the Pentagon, and the State Department that's been evacuated. That's a report of a possible explosion or fire, and as Mike Causey told you from Federal News Radio, all federal workers have now been told to go home, causing a great deal of gridlock downtown. President Bush, of course, on his way back to town from Florida.
Prince George's County is calling on all emergency personnel here to report to work immediately. Firefighters, paramedics, and support staff, regardless of their status, the spokesman Mark Brady says that those workers in Prince George's County should go to their regular workstation and should do that immediately.
Now we go to WTOB's national security correspondent, Chaz Henry.
Richard, we have Mark Wolfson on the line with us from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Mark, I understand that a national response plan has now been activated. Can you tell us what that involves?
Yeah, FEMA has activated its emergency support team here in Washington at FEMA headquarters. The FEMA director is on his way back to the area. We have a plan that we work with the FBI, the Justice Department has the lead for crisis, and we have the lead for dealing with the response, end of things. And, we have our liaison people over at the FBI's command center. Things have certainly, stepped up quite a bit over here.
Okay, understanding that the investigation will, of course, be led by the law enforcement folk, what sort of humanitarian activities will FEMA be initiating immediately?
Well, because so much of the area that we're dealing with here in Washington is federal property, we get directly involved. The Department of Defense at the Pentagon, they have their own firefighting support, but FEMA will be able to provide them any additional resources that they need from any of the other agencies. If they need any medical support, we will be there. So it's just a matter of making sure that we get the right people and right equipment where it's needed. But FEMA does not have firefighters. We're not first responders. We're there to backfill and support the people that are on the front lines.
What sort of messages are you trying to get out to the first responders that you coordinate?
Well, what we're trying to do at this point is make sure that we've got all the information that we need in order to order up the equipment that might be needed as backup, and they all know because this plan is in place. They know where to turn if they need additional assistance from the federal government, and that's one of the important things about having a coordinated plan is that they know where to turn to get additional support.
As this thing develops, Mark will likely get back with you a bit later today. Thank you for your time. That's Mark Wolfson from the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Thank you, Chaz. Now here is the latest. A senior law enforcement official says a car bomb has exploded outside the State Department. We also have reports of an explosion at the Capitol and a second explosion at the Pentagon.
All right, we understand all airports in the United States have been shut down as a result of what is taking place this morning. All federal workers here in Washington have been told to go home. Much of downtown is gridlocked right now as everyone is moving at the same time.
Prince George's County is calling on all of its emergency personnel to report to work immediately. That is fire department personnel, paramedics, and support staff. Regardless of your current status, spokesman Mark Brady is getting this word to us. He says you should go to your regular workstation immediately. That is all the emergency personnel in Prince George's County report to work immediately. And as Mike Causey told us, all federal employees have been dismissed and told to go home.
An explosion is reported around the Capitol. A second explosion reported at the Pentagon. The Pentagon victims are being sent away to a burn center, the Washington Hospital Center. WTOP's Christy King is en route there. We'll be getting more information from her. An official has confirmed it was a car bomb that exploded outside the State Department. Senior law enforcement officials confirm that information. A plane hit the Pentagon, with witnesses telling us here at WTOP Radio it was an American Airlines plane, one of the planes that crashed into the World Trade Center towers in New York. was American Airlines Flight 11. That is a flight that was from Boston bound for Los Angeles and apparently hijacked. That is according to Lori Bassani, who is a spokesperson for American's Flight Attendants Union. The FBI told us earlier they are investigating reports both of the planes that hit the World Trade Center buildings in New York were hijacked.
President Bush says there appears to be a terrorist attack behind the dual plane crashes that hit both twin towers of the World Trade Center in New York City this morning. One of those towers has since collapsed. He has not had a statement on what's going on here in town, but he was in Sarasota, Florida, speaking to a class of students there this morning and is now working his way back to town to take a charge of things.
Wall Street has shut down after the attacks on the World Trade Center that the president is describing as an apparent act of terrorism. To let you know the extent of the attacks on those two buildings in New York, those landmark buildings, 110 stories in height, one of them has partially collapsed. It collapsed within an hour of being struck by a plane. This is building number two, the South Building, the one that would be closer toward the Battery Park in New York City.
Now, we got word about the Pentagon incident earlier this morning from several callers who excitedly told us what they saw.
It goes behind the Poppin House, we can see. And then right in back of the Poppin House, up comes this huge ball of flame. And somebody said, my God, the Pentagon's been hit.
I heard a boom. I was working on my computer. Somebody was in my office, looked out the window, and said, my God, look, there's an explosion at the Pentagon, this incredible ball of smoke.
And then next thing I knew, it went over the... kind of over the hill there, before you get down to the D.C., the downtown area. And about 10 seconds later, I heard the explosion and saw smoke coming up.
Now, the Pentagon is evacuating people from the area, and the reason for that is they are fearing another plane could be en route. One plane earlier crashed near the Pentagon, causing part of the Pentagon to be struck. It is burning. There is smoke still coming from the Pentagon, and people at the Pentagon are being taken to the Washington Hospital Center burn unit.
And now in New York City, the second World Trade Center tower has collapsed as well.
Can we go live to New York and listen more to our CBS coverage of that?
And now to the other tower, the one with the TV transmitting antennas on top, it too has come down just a couple of minutes ago. Let's go back to CBS News correspondent Dan Rather, who frankly is watching these pictures, and it is a stunning
sight. On the tip of Manhattan. On the tip of Manhattan.
Just to bring you up to date, the World Trade Center has been destroyed. The Twin Towers of New York City, we don't know the casualties. They were hit by airplanes this morning, and for some reason in the past half hour, both towers have come down.
I can describe this. It's a time to watch. It's a time to watch.
But frankly, my colleague Dan Rather is quite stunned, and who isn't? The Pentagon in the Washington area has also been hit by an aircraft. President Bush is on his way back to Washington. Apparently, he was in Florida. Let's get the latest from CBS News.
CBS News Update. I'm Steve Kathan. Both World Trade Center towers in New York City have collapsed. CBS News reporter Pamela McCall is there live. Pamela?
A scene of utter devastation before my eyes, the second World Trade Center tower demolishing. People screaming in the streets here in utter disbelief, clutching their heads, plenty of tears. People cannot believe that this has come down.
Pamela, tell us what happened beforehand. With two planes, of course, hit both towers. What have you seen this morning?
I've seen a lot of people running for their lives, people that get to this point that are very tired and about half a mile away, and they can't believe that they're lucky enough to have gotten out of there. A lot of people heard one explosion, ran outside or looked out their windows and saw the aircraft crash into the tower. They immediately tried to get out of the area as best they could, especially before one of the towers collapsed or a good portion of it. The devastation that is before us now is unbelievable in terms of an entire World Trade Tower collapsing. There's nothing left of this thing. All we see is a calm billow of smoke, which marks where this building once stood.
And on the ground, Pamela, what's happening now?
People are clutching each other. There are plenty of tears. People still trying to phone home to tell their loved ones that they're okay. I spoke to one woman who's just so concerned that her daughter is in one of these buildings and can't get through. I saw three chambermaids in their black uniforms with their white tear and soot-stained aprons walking by me, also in tears. everyone cannot believe what's happening, and in a true disaster situation, they're coming together. I see one man in front of me feverishly trying to phone home on a payphone, a huge lineup behind him, other people just trying to clear the area.
Pamela McCall live at the World Trade Centers in New York. Officials say one of the planes that hit that World Trade Center tower was an American Airlines jet from Boston. An explosion's also been reported this morning on Capitol Hill, a car bomb blast outside the State Department. An aircraft crashed into or near the Pentagon, causing a fire there, seen by this woman.
We could not tell what type of aircraft it was. The only thing we could see was a huge cloud of smoke and what looked like some flames at the onset of that. We couldn't see, as you can, I don't know if you can hear right now, but emergency trucks, I've seen about 20, 25 of them.
The FAA has ordered all air travel stop. Unclear in all of these attacks, the number of dead and injured. CBS News Update, I'm Steve Kathan.
Carl. Now something new going on right now. Here in Washington, a senior government official has said the FBI suspects the events in New York and here in Washington are part of an organized terrorist campaign. It started about 15 minutes before 9 o'clock this morning, and now, according to this source, a senior government official, this is the first time I think we've had these two things linked together.
Right. There is great concern throughout Washington for the tens of thousands of federal employees. They have been told to leave. No staggered release. They have been told to leave. The result of that, everyone is left at the same time, and there is a virtual gridlock in some parts of downtown D.C. The Pentagon City Metro has been closed as a security precaution. The Pentagon was hit earlier by a plane, and Pentagon officials said they are evacuating people from the area of the Pentagon. They fear another plane could be en route targeting the Pentagon. Now, of course, military installations and federal offices around the area are on heightened alert right now. Navy installations throughout the Hampton Roads part of Virginia, which is home to the world's largest Navy base, have tightened up their security as a result of what's taking place.
Now, the federal government workers have been told to go home from all the offices. That is creating a lot of havoc and gridlock. WTOP's traffic reporter Lisa Baden, what can you tell us about what's going on downtown and all around?
Well, I've been told from Park Police that the only bridge that is closed right now is the Memorial Bridge. All other bridges will remain open for calm and easy access, please, out of the district, but use brevity, please, and make your way across the bridges to head out of town. Now, 395, I understand that has been closed at the Pentagon, according to VDOT, and Washington Boulevard obviously closed its length near the Pentagon. I would imagine that would be the case for several days to come. I've heard from Metro Rail, if you take the blue line, Springfield-Franconia will terminate at Pentagon City. They will bus you to Roslyn. If you take the yellow line out of Huntington, you're heading toward Huntington at terminates also at Pentagon City. Bus service between Pentagon City and Roslyn. You can pick up the blue-orange line from there. Very heavy traffic around the Beltway, particularly in Virginia. Outer loop right now after Eisenhower Avenue to head across the Wilson Bridge. We're just reversing this morning's rush hour. Eastbound 66, there's been an accident at the Beltway. Everyone just remain calm and head out of the city in orderly fashion. I'm Lisa Baden, WTOP Radio Traffic.
All right, the federal buildings in the district have been evacuated. That includes the Treasury, the Capitol Building, the White House, and all other federal operations right now. A car bomb has exploded outside the State Department. The nature of that explosion being a car bomb was information that a senior law enforcement official provided. President Bush says there appears to be a terrorist attack against the United States that is underway. It began in New York. It has spread to Washington to also include the Pentagon.
Now, earlier there had been this report, but a senior official from the Radical Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine is denying his group had any connection to a double plane crash at the World Trade Center. An anonymous caller had told Abu Dhabi television the DFLP was behind the crash, but Taysir Khalid, a senior official from that Politburo in the Palestinian territories, says he emphasizes that story released by an anonymous person is totally incorrect.
And earlier we had some other information that does not appear to be correct. America Online has not been evacuated. Federal workers have been told that they can go home and are being encouraged to do that. The federal workers are being sent home as a result of the security threat against federal installations. Where we are right now in a thumbnail, both towers of the World Trade Center have collapsed. after planes struck them earlier this morning in New York City. A plane reportedly has crashed into the Pentagon, which is burning right now. Fire and smoke are visible at the Pentagon. There are workers being evacuated to the Washington Hospital Center burn unit. There are fears a second hijacked plane may be in the vicinity of the Pentagon, and more people are being asked to evacuate that area right now. A car bomb has exploded outside the State Department. Senior law enforcement officials have confirmed that. The State Department, like other federal operations in Washington, is evacuated. Explosion reported at the Capitol. A second explosion reported at the Pentagon. Pentagon victims are being sent to the burn center. WTOP's Christy King is following up on that part of the story. We'll be hearing from her in the minutes ahead on WTOP Radio.
All federal workers have been told to go home, and that is creating a lot of gridlock downtown. The White House, that's been evacuated. The old executive office building also evacuated, along with the Pentagon, the U.S. Capitol building, Treasury, and State. President Bush has called this a terrorist attack. He vows to track down whoever is responsible for the crashes. He began his day in Sarasota, Florida, and is now flying back once again, not just our airports or just New York airports, but all airports in the country have been closed.
Well, we must say that it is difficult to imagine what has taken place. And as we tell you that, how difficult it is to imagine what has taken place and try to describe it for you, In a calm, orderly fashion, we understand a large plane has crashed in western Pennsylvania. This is the latest now. Officials at Somerset County Airport have confirmed near Pittsburgh that a large plane has crashed there. Former WTOP reporter Nan Seamer is in Austria near the U.S., I would believe, embassy. Nan is joining us live now. Can you tell us about the security concerns there and whatever else you're seeing?
Well, obviously, the security concerns are stretching around the world. I'm over here in Austria right now to conduct media training, ironically, with the State Department, and I was working in the Regional Program Office, which is a separate building from the embassy. But within about an hour, 2 hours of what has happened, they closed the facility, not because there was any kind of threat to us, but because they felt that there was enough security threat to all American facilities to send us home, get some perspective, and then report back tomorrow morning and try and sort all this out.
All right, that's Nan Seamer talking to us live. Our reporters are scattered around town as well, bringing you the latest on all the activity that's going on here in Washington. And to pick up the scene from a broader focus and perspective, let's go back to CBS.
It has been reduced to approximately half its size. It's all that's left. It's a very eerie image of what was once a very strong symbol of the strength of America and the strength of New York City.
Pamela, you're in Lower Manhattan, as is correspondent Cammie McCormick. From your vantage point, Cammie, do you have a sense that people have been injured? Are they being taken away for treatment?
Not from where I'm standing. I'm several blocks from the World Trade Center, although you can see it from where we are. Mostly it's a lot of stunned people standing out on the streets watching in horror as both of these towers collapsed. There are a lot of ambulances going back and forth, very little road traffic aside from that. A lot of people can't get anywhere because they can't use the metro, or they can't get a taxi cab, or they can't get on the bridge or tunnels getting out of Manhattan. So there's just a lot of folks standing around wondering what to do.
They're in the usually crowded financial district of New York, which today is a disaster scene. Not a disaster movie, but disaster reality. Back to correspondent Pamela McCall. Do you have a sense that people are kind of hanging together? They're trying to help each other? They're telling stories? What do people do?
Absolutely. There is a sense of unity on the streets of New York City today. Everyone's in disaster mode, trying to help each other get a hold of loved ones. I'm looking at a lineup that's 10 deep at the payphone in front of me, but nobody's taken too long. It's just a matter of saying, yes, I've made it through. One woman, very disturbed, who has evidently tried to go a little further in, is searching for her daughter. She knows that she's in one of the buildings that's close by to this disaster zone, has not been able to find out if she's okay. Sad stories like that abound. Many people that I've asked for comments have given me single-word answers. Tragedy, disaster, horrifying.
CBS News correspondent Pamela McCall live in Lower Manhattan. It was about 43 minutes ago, about 45 minutes ago, that one tower, the first one of the World Trade Center, came down. WCBS-TV reporter John Slattery was watching.
People started screaming. Many people started crying. There were people hugging each other. And every time they saw a person jump to his death, There were people who were just grabbing hold of each other and sobbing and wiping their faces and wiping their tears. It's an unbelievable scene here.
John Slattery reporting from New York. Let's bring you up to date. This may be unrelated, but in western Pennsylvania, there's been a plane crash. Officials at Somerset County Airport say a large plane has crashed just north of the airport. That's about 80 miles southeast of Pittsburgh. We're trying to get more details on that. Meanwhile, in New York City, the twin towers of the World Trade Center were struck by aircraft, and both towers have come down. They are not 110 stories tall anymore. No word on casualties, but there must be some casualty toll. In the Washington area, a big security alert as the Pentagon, the Defense Department, is struck by an aircraft. One witness said he saw an airplane go in. Another person said it appeared to be a helicopter exploding. We're not sure about that, but there definitely were injuries at the Pentagon. That's in Arlington, Virginia, just across the Potomac River from Washington, D.C. Back to New York now, where in Lower Manhattan, the narrow part of the main island of New York City between the Hudson and East Rivers, there's a big disaster area. There's a rescue effort underway, and of course, it's also a crime scene. Can we go to CBS News correspondent Pamela McCall? What do you see now, Pamela?
Dan, there was a sudden burst of energy from these people trying to clear this area. We saw a man waving his arms wildly. Doesn't look like he is with the police, but looks like he is perhaps with one of the telecommunications companies. Obviously, a privy to something that I'm not. People heeding his advice and moving quickly out of this area. Problem is, they can't go anywhere. They can move by foot. A mass exodus north on this island. Subways aren't working. Bridges are closed. All they can do in this day's fashion is move north to try to get out of the central disaster zone. They're doing that with some urgency in front of me right now.
And no one's seen anything like this before. New York City really grinds to a halt. The stock exchange closed. Casualties, we don't know how many. Rescue efforts you could hear in the background. As Pamela McCall reported, the siren, that sense of emergency. Correspondent Cammie McCormick, where you are too, I assume there's action taking place, but what do you think? Do they have it together? People still must be stunned.
There are a lot of people just standing on the streets here watching. We're far enough away from the World Trade Center towers or what's left of them to just have a vantage point of what happened. The police aren't forcing anyone off the roads at this point. The roads aren't very crowded. In fact, there's only emergency vehicles that are passing at this point. Most of all, it's a lot of people just watching, listening to radios, and trying to find a payphone to call their loved ones.
It's like an artificial storm now. Unbelievable cloud of smoke enveloping the lower, well, certainly one quarter of Manhattan. New York City's never seen anything like this, and frankly, when the smoke clears, the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center, the tallest buildings in New York City.
Hey, let's turn to WTOP's Brennan Hazelton, who's near the Capitol right now, as we continue our live coverage of these terrorist strikes against American sites. Brennan, we've had reports of at least one explosion around the Capitol. Can you confirm that, and what can you see?
Mike, I can't confirm that one took place. I did not hear it, and I do not see any smoke coming from the Capitol area. I'm behind the Rayburn House office building in a massive traffic jam as a mass exodus makes its way out of the nation's capital. There are constant sirens and police speeding around all over the place. Federal police, park police, metropolitan police, and people are just going to their cars and leaving and not getting out of town very, very quickly at all. This is nothing that the city has seen for a non-celebratory event, something like 4th of July and the like, this traffic and the people milling around on the streets. It's just crazy down here.
Brennan, it sounds, in the last half hour since we last spoke with you, it sounds like the level of I'm going to call it chaos, out on the streets has increased.
Absolutely, Mike, and the police presence is increasing constantly. You will go up one street and think that maybe you can get through, and just as you get to an intersection, police are setting up barricades, blocking off certain streets. And you're stuck going in another direction, and you may go up a couple of blocks, and then police are setting up more barricades. I made the mistake of coming down a dead-end street that runs into a parking lot where federal workers are just pouring out of or trying to, and it just inching along up this street now. And in the background, it's just the constant music of sirens.
So an evacuation and parts of downtown and the mall are being put off limits.
That appears to be the case. I do not know how restrictive they are being for people on foot. Of course, the federal workers who have been told to go home are trying to do just that. They have left their offices. They have no plans of going back. How easy it will be on foot to get up for a look and a check of the U.S. Capitol building is totally unclear at this point.
All right, Brendan Hazelton, we thank you for being our eyes and ears in that location. We'll be continuing to hear from Brendan from the Capitol area and elsewhere in D.C. We've got a number of WTOP reporters out in the field who will be feeding back information to you on what is happening right now. We'll let you know that the Pentagon right now has a crisis underway. A plane apparently struck the Pentagon. There is fire still that has not been controlled. There is smoke that is thick and black and billowing from the Pentagon site. The Pentagon metro stop has been shut down, though all federal workers have been sent home. The evacuation area around the Pentagon has been expanded. And in recent moments, there is increased concern that a second, perhaps hijacked plane may be in the vicinity of the Pentagon.
Now, we want to tell you that earlier we told you that Prince George's County was asking all of its emergency personnel to report to work immediately. And now all D.C. fire and EMS personnel are being asked to report to their duty stations at once. We also understand that... let's see who else. Alexandria Fire Department personnel, they are being asked to report to their duty stations at once as well.
And everyone is trying to help out. Again, the Pentagon situation right now is a very difficult one, and so D.C. is helping out there as well. At Andrews Air Force Base, a site where Air Force One is kept, WTOP's Kyle Johnson is there. Kyle, what do you see? What kind of security lockdown is in place? Okay, we're having some difficulty getting Kyle, but obviously we'll work on that, get it worked out, and bring the information to you from Kyle as we continue to give you the thumbnail of what is going on. The breadth of this story is pretty difficult to fathom. A car bomb has exploded outside the State Department. That has been confirmed by a senior law enforcement official. The State Department, one of the many Washington installations that have been evacuated. All federal employees have been told to go home. They are doing that. And as we heard from Lisa Baden and Brendan Hazelton in their reports to us, much of downtown is gridlocked. All of those tens of thousands of workers leaving at the same time.
All right. Now we have Scott Hatch, Communications Director at the Office of Personnel Management with us. What word are you putting out to your people, Scott?
Well, Mike, we have announced that the federal government offices in the Washington, D.C. area are closed. And we want to stress that all employees may leave the federal offices immediately. As you mentioned just a minute ago, the streets are jammed, gridlocked. Metro is, of course, having a difficulty dealing with all of these people being turned out immediately. And we want to be very cognizant of that. And we also realize that some people are feeling that the safest place that they can be is remaining in their office. So we want to stress that we are not mandating that every employee leave, but that they may if they want to. And of course, we're going to be providing additional guidance on leave and work scheduling policies later on this afternoon and this evening as the events warrant.
All right, Scott, they may leave, but what is your recommendation to these federal workers? Is the recommendation that they do leave, and if they do in large enough numbers, are these buildings going to be secure? Will anyone be there to keep an eye on them?
Oh, absolutely. There are processes in place, Mike, as you well know, for situations like this, not only at the Office of Personnel Management, but in buildings, the federal government and the National Park Service with our monuments and such all over Washington, D.C. So that is not the major concern. What we're very concerned about right now, and we want to let the federal worker know that they can leave, but they are not being forced to leave in any shape, matter, or form.
What about tomorrow? Federal workers, no doubt, will be curious as to whether they should report. When are you going to make that determination? What are the factors that will go into making that decision, as important as it is, given the security concerns, and how will they be able to find out?
Well, those are good questions, Mike. They'll be able to find out by the same series of media announcements that they would normally receive, even for something like a snow closure. We're in touch with all media outlets here in the Washington, D.C. area. And, of course, the listeners to WTOP will be very well informed, as always, and we're going to work with you all on that. Any timetable for decisions, of course, have not been made yet. There are events that are, still transpiring. So we'll make the decision in due time. And certainly let WTOP listeners know and also federal workers throughout the area through various media sources as the day progresses and into the evening.
All right, Scott, thank you very much. That's a word from OPM. We also are getting word about some other things that are happening downtown. WTOP's Derek Ward joins us live.
Well, I'm outside FBI headquarters right now, and as we've been describing all morning, there is gridlock, especially around the federal buildings like this. Now, what's happening in this, in the early stages of this, a lot of these streets are being blocked off with traffic on them. They have to get that traffic off before they can totally close the streets. There is an exodus of people, it seems, toward the suburbs, out of town, the federal enclave, and everything downtown at this point. So we'll keep you posted as things go along, but if you have to, if you can, please stay away from the federal enclave. Reporting live, Derek Ward, WTOP Radio.
All right, Derek, that's the good advice. And, of course, those tens of thousands of federal workers who are leaving are the reason why there is gridlock right now, but they are leaving for good reason, security concerns at these federal installations. All museums and monuments in Washington have been shut down. The Kennedy Center is closed for the day. The concern about the monument's obvious. The Washington Monument has sharpshooters now positioned, armed, and standing by outside the base of the Washington Monument. The White House has been evacuated. On top of the White House building right now, you will see sharpshooters indeed armed and looking out.
You mentioned the monuments and the museums. The Kennedy Center, they're closed today. Also, some schools are shutting down. American University is closed. In Maryland, Quality Time Early Learning Center in Silver Spring closing at 4 today. Adas Israel Religious School in Rockville is closed. The Montrose Christian School in Rockville closing at 11. And the Temple Baptist School in Herndon is closed. No daycare there today.
The senior law enforcement official gave information before that is now being contradicted. We are now being told that the Federal Protective Services says there was no car bomb at the State Department. That would contradict a report that was attributed to a senior law enforcement official. We will try to continue to follow to get confirmation on this, but Federal Protective Services, the latest word we get just moments ago, there was no car bomb at the State Department.
WTOP's Capitol Hill correspondent Dave McConnell is joining us live now. You're outside the Capitol. What's it like there, Dave?
Capitol is one of the sites where explosions were reported earlier. When we talked to Brennan Hazelton, who was located just outside the Capitol building itself, he said he could not confirm that an explosion had taken place. He could not see anything there other than an extraordinary show of force by security officials, including the D.C. Police Department.
Well, authorities are on alert from coast to coast today, stopping all air traffic nationwide, evacuating high-profile buildings and tightening security at strategic facilities after the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Evacuations were ordered at the United Nations building in New York and the Sears Tower in Chicago. In a horrific sequence of destruction, terrorists crashed two planes into the World Trade Center and knocked down the twin 110-story towers this morning. Explosions have also rocked the Pentagon and the State Department and, of course, spread fear across the nation.
All right, let's go to WTOP's Capitol Hill correspondent, Dave McConnell. Dave, this is the most extraordinary day. No one can recall anything quite like it in American history. What can you tell us? Dave McConnell with us, our Capitol Hill correspondent.
Dave McConnell, can you hear me?
Yes, Dave, we can hear you. I understand you're on a cell phone and there's a difficulty with the transmission, but you're live on WTOP Radio. Go ahead and tell us what you can.
I'm right by the Cannon House office building. That's as close as we can now get. We were made to leave the Capitol and the Capitol perimeter about, I guess, almost an hour ago. There has been a report of a bombing here, or an explosion, I should say, of some kind. Police I've spoken to and Hill aides that I've spoken to say they do not believe that is true. There is no confirmation of that here. What we have is an orderly, but I would say intense scene of evacuation. People leaving the House and Senate office buildings, people having left pretty much the Capitol by now, directed by police. They are searching the Capitol and the House and Senate office buildings for obviously any explosives, and that's the situation here. The Capitol is shut down. I can never remember a scene like this in my career and my life in Washington. Bomb scare at the
All right, that's David Connell talking to us live, breaking up a little bit, but things are mighty jumpy and jittery all over town at the monuments, the museums. They've been shut down. Some schools are closing, and police are on alert. Several buildings have been evacuated, and right now we're trying to get thousands and thousands of people out of town.
That is causing gridlock. So if you are out there caught in this gridlock right now, we urge you to be patient. Recognize that everyone is trying to do the same thing that you are, which is to leave and get to a safe location as quickly as they can. And as everyone works together, we're going to have more success at being able to accomplish this without the tempers flaring and the situation being any more disruptive than it already is. Washington is under siege right now. The Pentagon is burning. A plane has crashed into the Pentagon this morning. There is still fire. There is smoke that is billowing from that Hallmark building. Witnesses to the scene this morning said that a plane crashed into the Pentagon.
The plane actually hit right there where the helicopter landing pad is on the south side of the Pentagon. And I was almost afraid to look at it, and less than a second later, you could feel the impact from it. And people were just, they just didn't know what to do. I mean, there was people out wandering outside of their cars. Luckily, I got out of there.
Now, one witness told WTOP that was an American Airlines plane. I don't think that's been confirmed officially yet.
But it has not.
We're looking at several things. There is a quote that I found from one of the aviation experts who works for Jane's Transports in London. He called what happened to the... Now, he's speaking about the World Trade Center double bombing, that double airplane crash there. He called it perhaps the most audacious terrorist attack that's ever taken place in the world. It takes a logistics operation from the terror group involved that is second to none. And he says only a very small handful of terror groups is on that list. And Chris Yates, the aviation expert, says I would name at the top of that list Osama bin Laden.
All right, let's go to WTOP's Bob Madigan now, who's keeping an eye on another part of this story.
I've just spoken with Denise Tan, spokeswoman for the D.C. Public Schools, and they have a special request for parents.
The District of Columbia Public Schools is asking all parents, encouraging all parents to come to the schools and pick up their children, bring proper ID so that they can pick the children up. What we're doing now is assessing the safe and risk factors of allowing children to leave the school system. So we're in the process of making a system-wide decision very shortly. But in the interim, we're asking parents and encouraging parents to come to the schools and pick up their children.
Denise Tan of the D.C. Public School System. Once again, they are asking parents to come by, pick up their children. They have not yet made a decision as to whether they are going to be closing or evacuating schools. They have increased security around all the schools anywhere near federal facilities.
WTOP's Bob Madigan with that information. We do know that in the district we have these closings. American University is closed. Washington Hebrew Congregation has canceled a Hebrew school, 8th grade in confirmation. The Quality Time Early Learning Center in Silver Spring, Maryland, closes at 4. Early pickup will be allowed. The Adas Israel Religious School in Rockville is closed. The Montrose Christian School in Rockville closing at 11. Oh, that's right now. The Temple Baptist School in Herndon, Virginia is closed with no daycare there.
WTOP's Diane Kepley joins us live. What are you following on?
Well, there are some concerns in the area about the possibility that there could be blood shortages because of people heading to hospitals. Inova Blood Donor Services, located in suburban Virginia. They're on Woodburn Road, right off of Gallows Road in the Beltway. They desperately need blood donations today. You can call them at 1-866-BLOOD-SAVES. Again, if you get off the Gallows Road exit off of the Beltway in Northern Virginia in Fairfax County, head over toward Inova Fairfax Hospital. They're right on Woodburn Road. You don't have to be downtown, and you can get out of the traffic if you're stuck on the Beltway. Also, one other note, I just want to say I just drove in, and people are not paying attention to things like stop signs and red lights today. You have to be very careful out there. A lot of people I know do want to get out of the city and get home to your loved ones, but you're not going to get there if you run stop lights and run red lights. It's a very dangerous situation out
here. Right. There's a need right now for everyone to just take a moment, take a deep breath, and calm down. We've got to do this in an orderly way, and we've all got to work together. Everyone has the need for safety. Everyone has the right to safety, and we've got to work together to make sure that we can accomplish that.
WTOP's Amy Morris is downtown. I understand you're near the Washington Monument, Amy.
That's right, and you're absolutely right. Everybody needs to take a breath and calm down. Everybody's kind of calm right now. We just had a series of emergency vehicles just go flying up Constitution Avenue. Another set just went up 14th Street, presumably to the Pentagon, although that's not been confirmed. Now, what people are doing around here where I am is a big crowd of people around the payphone. Nobody can get a cell signal out. Nobody can get a cell phone call in. If you are trying to call your loved ones who are supposed to be taking a tour of the White House or the Pentagon today and you can't reach them, please don't panic. Everybody is on the cell phone right now. I've tried paging with my little digital pager here, and that's not working either. Everybody's on the phone all at once, so the system is clogged. So that's something that people need to realize, that everybody's going to be on their cell phone trying to get through. Diane made an excellent point about traffic. We're watching people run red lights. We're watching people run their cars through crowds of people trying to cross the street. All of these buildings at Federal Triangle and around the water.